2.15 is to explain how errors in DNA replication can give rise to mutations and explain how cystic fibrosis results from one of a number of possible gene mutations. So a mutation is a change in the base sequence of DNA, and it's often caused by errors in DNA replication, though occasionally transcription and translation. Mutations can be point mutations, so errors just in the base sequences. They could be chromosomal mutations, so gene issues there, or whole chromosome mutations. When we're looking at point mutations, we can have substitution. So say, for example, G is substituted in for A instead of the usual sequence. That could change the amino acid that's being coded for. It could stop a gene halfway through, or it could erroneously tell the ribosome that this is the point at which coding should begin. Deletion is simply the removal of a particular base. Insertion, an extra one's added in. Duplication, a short sequence is actually copied and repeated. And eversion, where two bases are swapped over. Chromosomal mutations involve perhaps the deletion of a gene, the duplication of one or more genes, the inversion of the genes, so the copying, the transcription of the gene may not take place at the correct point, and translocation, so genes from one chromosome appear on another chromosome and the ones from the second chromosome appear on the first. Whole chromosome mutations, where either an entire chromosome has been lost or an entire chromosome has been duplicated. When we've got a chromosome loss, we refer to that as monosomy. An example of that is Turner syndrome, where a simple loss of an X chromosome leaves the sufferer with just a single sex chromosome, that's X. The sufferers are outwardly female but sterile, and occasionally with some other difficulties and disabilities inherent. Chromosome duplication is known as trisomy, and Down syndrome is perhaps the best known of these. Children are born with three copies of chromosome 21, and that obviously has very wide-ranging physiological problems associated with it. Klinefelter syndrome is a duplication of an X chromosome, such that the sufferer has XXY. So they are outwardly male, but have some feminine characteristics and may take longer to develop secondary sexual features. They're probably sterile, and there may be some other physiological problems in there. Cystic fibrosis is an example of a simple base deletion, usually, on a particular chromosome. The cystic fibrosis most common one is on the DF508 mutation. So that's codon 508 being affected, a deletion of three base pairs on chromosome 7. Okay, so the deletion of those base pairs affects the sequence of amino acids that's being coded for. Now the gene is for a particular membrane protein called CFTR. The healthy copy of the gene, the healthy allele, will code for CFTR. If you've got a mutated allele, then it will not produce the CFTR protein. And as a result, you've got a faulty protein which isn't going to fulfill its function. You need to have two copies of those faulty alleles, though, to be affected. If you've got one working allele, then you're able to produce the correct protein and you do not have cystic fibrosis.